The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles and Lexi Brinkley. It's just the three of us here today, Danny. We've got lots of call-ins. I think Rosalie Robinson is going to be coming by later. You know,
she
it's summertime.
Be bopping in.
Yeah, summertime. Things are more casual.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's
and
true?
Hot.
And hot. And
very
hot.
Yes.
It has been hot. Yep. Every morning.
It's extremely hot.
It really is. And my dog.
It's Africa hot.
Africa.
I don't think
Africa
I can stay
here. You're going to laugh. You know, I've got the three little kittens right now because DJ is in San Francisco until he gets back. And then, you know, he's going to take, I'm not sure if he's going to keep all three. The little black one still may need a home. He and his wife, you know, three's a lot. And I'm just thankful that he was going to take two. So this will, have you ever had this happen to you? Probably not, but I'm just going to, remember yesterday morning I was telling you when I was videotaping them? Okay, so
yes.
I was naked, Danny, in my bathroom, and that's where they stay. They're in my master bathroom.
Well, normally you are naked in the bathroom.
Well, I know, but I'm like Lexi. She and I like to be naked for whatever reasons. It's just in our DNA or something.
Yeah.
She's the same way. Like
feels better.
I'm famous for walking around the house naked. And so anyway, so I'm in the bathroom, and they're so darn cute, and I'm like, I'm going to get some video of them. So I wasn't even thinking I'm naked a lot. So it doesn't seem unusual to me. So I get my phone out and I'm taking pictures, live video of the kittens, you know, and I forgot that there's two mirrors. You know, there's a mirror on one side of my bathroom and then on the other on opposite walls, but my bathroom is very mirrored. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm taking this video and I didn't even realize on the other side of the mirror, you can see my full body. I'm talking everything, you know, and I almost sent it to DJ.
I would have died.
I would have died had I said
I mean, how many times do you see that, like, on, you know, fails?
That's
like,
what I was telling her.
Facebook fails.
Yep.
And
oh, my God. I was like, oh, my gosh. I was so afraid I was going to hit the wrong button and send it to him by accident, but I deleted it, obviously, so it would never, you know, just happen to pop up. But, I mean, it was like a long video,
how mortifying.
Too.
I would have died. I would have died.
I know. But just funny things that happen, you know, and anyway, talking about being hot.
Yeah, that's one thing about a text. You can't untext.
Yeah. Scary.
You know, once it's
gosh.
Sent.
You're done.
It's sent.
It's out there.
Yeah, it's done. It's over. Well, you know, we've got a great show coming up today. We haven't had around in a long time, Dr. Felicia Stoller and I. She's a PhD. She's America's health and wellness expert. And I think we're going to have to go toe-to-toe here, though, because I clearly disagree with her about genetically modified foods. I think you should avoid them at all costs. And
what does she say?
She says that people like myself are maybe fear-mongering, which is absolutely not true. I mean, I've had some of the leading scientists in the world on going 4 and 5 years back. Dr. Sheldon Krinsky and Jeffrey Smith and, Stephen Drucker, like a lot of people, you know, really disagree with what she is, I think, going to say. Anyway, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious because I think I'm somewhat on her side if it's in moderation. If it's just once in a while you have it's like when you have a Coke or a soft drink. Every once in a while is not going to hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
It's when you consume it every day.
I know. But you say that, but I mean.
It adds up though.
It does add up.
It does, but if you have it every once in a while, come on.
I agree in eating. You know, I cheat, but I cheat healthy. You know, I was having.
When's the last time you had a candy bar?
Well, she eats chocolate.
I eat chocolate, but
is different because, you know,
I have not had a traditional candy bar in, I don't know, probably 5-10 years. I don't even know.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm very careful what I put in my body.
I don't,
you know,
crave it, but I will have a Snickers bar every now and then, or I'll, you know, a Butterfingers or something.
You know,
now that the candy lady downstairs is gone. because I used to raid her, you know, one of the salespersons here at at iHeart. She had a candy jar, and it was, you know, the fun size. And why do they call it fun size when it's only one bite?
Yeah.
That's not fun.
Well, it is.
I wanted a king size. But anyway, she always had these fun size Snickers, Baby Ruth, you know, all the, and every time I went by her desk, I couldn't just go by without taking one.
I don't know if it's how I was raised or I just have, you know, an incredible value system for health. I believe that health is your wealth. It's the most important thing when you just feel good and you can get a lot done. And, you know, I'm lucky. I've been healthy my whole life, but I've really been eating really well my whole life. That's one of the things that that's what I spend the most on is my food. Mm-hmm. Because it affects every area of your life. And you say that it doesn't really matter. Maybe, oh, people are just being fear mongers, but I'm just going to read this, and this is from the book, let's see, it is from Altered Genes and Twisted Truth by Stephen M. Drucker. I had it there in my little library in your studio, Danny, that I keep in the thing there, but I just pulled this out. I had it circled, and I'm just going to start. It says, moreover, because such weeds have become resistant to glyphosate, farmers have been forced to use an older generation of herbicides to deal with them, herbicides that are generally considered to be more harmful than glyphosate. But one of the big selling points of Roundup Ready crops was that they would shift use from older herbicides to the more environmentally friendly glyphosate. He goes on to write that, thus, not only have genetically engineered crops caused a major increase in herbicide use, they have stimulated a significant return of the harshest herbicides whose use they were supposed to have minimized. And one of those herbicides is 2,4-D. It was an active ingredient in Agent Orange, a defoliant used extensively by the U.S. military during the Vietnam War. And 2,4-D is very potent, and its vapor causes damage to most broadleaf plants. And that broadleaf means that plants, those are plants that are not grasses, at extremely low levels. Two surveys.
Not women plants?
Well, that's the thing, you know. So it says two surveys of state pesticide regulators indicate that its drift has caused more instances of crop injury than has any other pesticide. Well, I don't need to tell you, for those of you maybe have not heard me say this before, Monsanto was the creator of Agent Orange as well. And
oh.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, I'll just read this. This is a quote from Jane Goodall, okay? She's a PhD, DBE. She's best known for her work with chimpanzees. She is like the world-renowned expert, and she is a, she's just incredible. She's a scientist. She's done all kinds of really incredible work helping all of us to have a better understanding of plant life and the earth and animals. But she says, without doubt, one of the most important books of the last 50 years, I shall urge everyone I know who cares about life on earth and the future of their children and their children's children to read it. It will go a long way toward dispelling the confusion and delusion that has been created regarding the genetic engineering processes and the foods that it produces. Stephen Drucker is a hero. He deserves at least a Nobel Prize for his work. And so, and it's just page after page of all these PhDs that say, no way. And then Jeffrey,
you know what we should get on?
Huh?
A farmer.
Because yeah.
I wish, well, you know, I wish my grandfather were alive because I would love to know what he used.
Well, you know what? I actually have a friend who her father is one of the largest curators of non-GMO seeds in the world, and I'll see if I can get him on.
Yeah,
because seriously, you know, the government has to have regulations now on what to use. You don't see crop dusters anymore, I don't think.
Yeah.
I know when I went to the Midwest just recently, used to see them all the time. I take that back. I did see one. I did see an old crop duster. It was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Kind of brought me back to my childhood. But
they scare the bejesus out of me. I want to just run.
Crop dusting?
We don't need to breathe all that stuff in. I mean, I just think there's better ways to handle it. I really do.
That's why it'd be great to get on a farmer to what can he or can't he use, and what does he use?
Well, you know, part of the problem, Danny, is, and I had this discussion with a friend of mine this morning. You know, she was saying, oh, Bernadette, you know, I was telling my friend about strawberries, if they're not organic, how poisonous they are. And she had no idea. I told her to listen to the show. And but what I was saying to her was, you know, back in the day, you know, like when I was growing up, and this is, goes the same for you, Danny, upstate New York, you know, you got strawberries only in the summer.
Yep.
And they were raised locally, and they weren't sprayed with a bunch of stuff.
Yep.
And
pick them.
You pick them, and you pick them fresh. There was no reason to preserve them in
we
trucks
had those signs
for long,
when,
long, you know. Yeah, and the this, oh, my
same
God.
Same thing with the raspberries and blueberries and the cherries, the Bing cherries up in Wisconsin and the apples up in Minnesota.
And you look forward to summer and your strawberries. And my brother Mike, God bless his soul, you know, that was his favorite dessert. My mother would make the strawberry shortcake, and she made it like twice in the summer, maybe three times, maybe June, July, and August. But, you know, you didn't get everything you wanted when you want it year-round. There's a price for everything, and I really believe that we are paying it, and we're paying a huge price with our health. This country needs to get strong again. Can't wait to talk to Ryan Lowry, Dr. Felicia Stoller, and Rosalie Robinson. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Did you know that hemp has been used for a variety of wellness needs for thousands of years? And now, thanks to the Stanley Brothers in Colorado, you can now get Charlotte's Web, the most trusted whole plant hemp extract in the world. Charlotte's Web is a proprietary whole plant hemp extract that contains all of the beneficial and naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. In fact, in 2003, the federal government recognized the beneficial effects on human health and obtained a U.S. patent titled Cannabinoids and Antioxidants. For more information and to get educated about Charlotte's Web, visit cwhemp.com. That's cwhemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
There's no easier way to add color to your life than to decorate your home and garden with lights. They aren't just for Christmas. Pink, teal, purple, light up your yard, dorm room, or add sparkle to your birthday party. Find every color under the sun online at ChristmasLightSource.com. That's ChristmasLightSource.com.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, and we have Ryan Lowry on the line. He is a PhD student at Concordia University and has published over 80 manuscripts, abstracts, and book chapters on human performance and sports nutrition. He also serves as the president of the Applied Science and Performance Institute in Tampa, Florida, and he also has a new book that comes out on August 17th. Is that correct? 15th. 15th or 17th? I can't... 15th, and it is called The Ketogenic Bible, and we love this guy. You can find Ryan on Twitter at RyanLowry14. That's at RyanLowry14. Today, we're talking about everything you need to know about vitamins. I think this is very important to discuss, Ryan. I really do. So many people have confusion on whether or not they should even take a regular multivitamin.
Mm-hmm. It's a very big question. You know what? Multivitamins are one of the biggest supplements, so to speak, in the world, because they're pushed pretty frequently of, hey, you need this, you need this, you need this. And people just, they don't even understand why they need it. They just take it just because they're told to.
Well, and my multivitamin that I take, and I'm going to give Sun Warrior a shout out here because I love theirs are made from food, actually from mm-hmm. food. They're in lower dosages, but it's real food. They make a women's version and a men's version. So how do multivitamins actually work? And should you really take one?
Well,
every
and I
day?
I take the Barney Rubble. That's
you
my
better
favorite.
Not. Well, oh gosh, don't get me started. But go
that Barney Rubble. What an actor.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the key is this. You're getting in, the first thing to address is a diet, and that's one of the things I always talk about with people is you should do your best to try and get in essential vitamins and minerals through your diet. But the take home is that can't always happen, and there are some things that we don't get high amounts of in our diet,
mm-hmm.
Especially if we're choosing poor quality foods, which 90% of people do because they don't really understand the differences between what a quality food is and what isn't.
Well, so, you have to be so careful. You know, Ryan, I was reading this morning right before, we went live, and it's for the love, that was an article for the love of asparagus, organic asparagus. So asparagus detoxifies the body. That's why one of the reasons it's such a celebrated vegetable. But I did not know this. It says, go organic. Your liver will thank you. Asparagus plethora of detoxification nutrients is one reason it has gained a reputation for protecting the liver from toxins. And it goes on to talk about, however, glyphosate, the main ingredient in the herbicide Roundup, and often sprayed on conventionally grown asparagus, was recently found to induce non-alcoholic fatty liver tissue disease when ingested at doses similar to the real-world environmental exposure in a rodent model. And as a scientist, you know what I'm talking about. This is how they perform this research or do this research. It says, in a rodent model, potentially nullifying asparagus's liver toxin benefits. And so I you have to be so careful about what you choose to eat and put in your body, right?
You really do. You really do. And, I really hope to see a change in that in the upcoming years. And I think it's going to happen a lot sooner because people are becoming more and more educated about it. And they're understanding and they're looking for those labels, those label claims. And it's up to us, the consumer, and then the industry itself to regulate it to make sure that they're meeting those label claims.
I'm sorry, Bernadette, I know I mentioned it earlier as a joke, but about the Flintstone chewables and the gummies and basically candy for kids. But is it better taking those than not taking anything at all or giving those to your kids?
It's challenging. A lot of times, here's the thing: a lot of kids' foods are fortified with different vitamins mm-hmm. and minerals.
Like Fruit Loops?
You'll see that all over the land.
Yes, Danny.
Fortify it with this, fortify it with that. But like you said, a lot of them really turn into, it might as well be a candy because it's like, hey, have this cartoon vitamin and it's got a ton of carbohydrates and sugar in it. And it's just an easier way that the parent thinks to get in some vitamins for their kids.
Well, and everything kind of goes together. I'm going back to this article about the asparagus, and it says, want a side of bee-killing pesticide with your asparagus? Nah, we didn't think so. That's why we only bring you organic produce, because of the 42 chemical pesticides used to grow conventional asparagus. I mean, when you think about that, it's no wonder America's so sick, and it makes me think that, yes, taking a good multivitamin is absolutely critical at this point of where our food source, our average food source is coming from.
Agree. And I think 90%, it's amazing because the audience that's listening now is probably in the top 5% of people who are health conscious because you guys understand and you're getting educated and you listen to the show that how important it is to eat. But it's unfortunate that the other 95% stop at a fast food spot, or they'll just grab something on the go. And like you said, Bernadette, the quality truly matters. And if mm-hmm. you're not getting those essential vitamin and minerals through the diet, then that's where supplementation becomes essential.
Well, think most of America, or maybe not most, but a lot of America gets their news source through commercials.
Yeah.
So you look at the probiotics that we talk about a lot on this show. Well, mm-hmm. There's Aaron Andrews talking about probiotics in a specific brand.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know that there's other brands, so they'll go to the store searching for that brand or like the one a day plus iron and stuff like that. We don't know any better, or the people who just watch TV. That's what That's what's great about Madison Avenue, right?
Yeah. Well, and there's such a sea of products, it's hard to navigate. You know, in this article from the SmithsonianMagazine.com that we're referencing today, says that these five vitamins are worth taking. They say vitamin D, probiotics, to bring up your point, Danny, zinc, niacin, and garlic. What do you say about this, Ryan?
Yeah, I think those are all great. I mean, I live in Florida, which is super sunny, and anyone that's been to Florida, you know, it can rain at the drop of a dime. So it can rain, it could be cloudy, it could be sunny, but mostly sunny. But still, I probably don't even have enough vitamin D. So I supplement with about 5,000 I use every morning, just because I don't even get outside enough as much as I should.
Absolutely.
And I don't think many Americans.
Well, and I was thinking, well, what about people in nursing homes or in the hospital? That's one thing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to see my former mother-in-law in a nursing home this weekend. I'm flying into Cleveland. And I was thinking, I'm going to bring her some of the, I use this spray, vitamin D, like spray from Onnit, where you spray it in your mouth. I take a couple shots a day when I remember. Sometimes I forget. But, you know, this is a critical nutrient, is it not, for people that are like stuck in the hospital or nursing homes, especially that don't get outside and get the sunshine that they need?
Definitely. And, you know, it's key to keep in mind, you really want the vitamin D3. And some of the ones you'll see in stores, they'll try and make it a lot cheaper and just go, hey, it's vitamin D. And you look on the back and you'll see vitamin D2. And it's really not absorbed as well as vitamin D3. And vitamin D3 is the one you really want to look for.
Right, the vitamin D3. And, complex.
What about CoQ10? We've always had we've had a lot of experts stating that that's one of their favorite vitamins or most important vitamins.
Go ahead, Ryan, and I've got something to add to it about CoQ10 and taking statins, which lowers your CoQ10, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, I was just talking to someone about that the other day, the Band-Aid concept that statins are. And there's actually just a recent study that we can talk about next week that showed that statins actually maybe worse for those in the military than improving.
Wow.
I love CoQ10. I think the cognitive aspects, the benefits that it can do for mitochondrial health is incredible. And like you said, Bernadette, certain drugs and certain interactions can actually lower our CoQ10 level. So
yeah,
it's very important.
Well, probiotics, what do you take? What do you use?
So I mix it. I'll do it. Heavy dose of probiotics when I'm done traveling. I do that intensive 6-day course that's like several billion CFUs.
Oh, the elixir? The one that comes from England? Okay.
Yep, I'll do elixir. And then the thing is this, just be careful of the ones that you see like that are generic in the stores. The one, there's several amazing brands and amazing ones out there, but the ones you see like at your local grocery store that have been sitting out and that say, oh, it has 5 million CFUs in it. Like, in the grand scheme of things, it sounds like a big number. But when you have trillions of bacteria in your stomach, 5 million is just a drop in the bucket. So you want to make sure you're getting a high-quality probiotic.
Do they have a shelf life?
They do. So a lot of them do. And if you actually look at the ones that, especially the ones that aren't refrigerated or cold, the ones that sit on shelves, I mean, you can, if you were to test those out, you'd probably find that at least 50% of them are just dirt. They're dead. They're dead material.
Isn't that crazy?
By the time you actually consume it.
Well, and I like the kefir, like the elixir, ether elixir. I, you know, whenever I'm feeling a little punchy, I'll drink a couple of those in a day, and it really does help. And things like astragalus supplementation. Is it what? It is. Sometimes I mix it in my wine just to make it like a little spritzer.
Well,
with
that said, Ryan, can you take too much? Or do you just basically, if you take too many vitamins or probiotics, you just pee it out?
Yeah, most of them you do pee out. Some of them I'd be careful with. And a lot of it's going to come back to your diet. So especially people who are following a strict or a regimented diet, like especially people who are like, for instance, like vegans or vegetarians, they get a lot of leafy greens in their diet. But you just need to be careful. You don't need to be supplementing with certain vitamins because you're getting a ton of it through your diet. So just be careful of that. And the other thing to keep in mind is that a lot of these vitamins, especially the B vitamins, are fat soluble. So if you take these, make sure you're not taking your multivitamin on empty stomach,
mm-hmm.
Because you can kind of get a little sick and upset because your stomach is looking for something for that to dissolve in, and you need a little bit of fat to make sure that gets
right.
absorbed into your body.
I remember Dr. Fred Sensilio telling us that about when taking any kind of supplementation. He is the founder of Ocean Blue, an astounding man. Love him. And, of course, he's Italian, too. He lives in Florida like you, Ryan. Oh, my gosh. Well, we didn't get to the rest of the – what about garlic, real quick?
Yeah, garlic's great. I mean, all the gut health, antioxidant properties of garlic and garlic extract, I think, can be very, very good.
Okay, and what about dairy versus calcium supplements?
You know, there's definitely a difference. Try and get it in through Whole Foods. Supplements are a bit more challenging. In fact, I think super high amounts of dietary, like from a supplement form of calcium, can actually cause negative effects. So
I would agree.
Try and get it through Whole Foods.
I read something about that last week. And if I'm not mistaken, doesn't broccoli have a lot of calcium in it? It's not just dairy.
Right. There's a ton of different vegetables that have a great source of calcium.
And you know that broccoli was invented by Italians, right?
Of course.
And Ryan's half Italian. That's why I'm doing this. Okay, everyone, for those of you that didn't know the inside secret there, it's always great to have you on the show, Ryan. Have a great day.
Thanks, guys. You too.
Thank you. Stay tuned. We've got Dr. Felicia Stoller coming up. We're going to be talking about 3 budget-friendly tips for your next shopping trip. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hi, this is Bernadette here to tell you about the world's most trusted hemp extract, Charlotte's Web by the Stanley Brothers. Charlotte's Web hemp oil contains naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. This amazing product is hand planted and grown using organic farming practices on Colorado family farms. CW has a variety of wellness applications and has achieved global recognition from media coverage of Little Charlotte's amazing success story. All I have to say is thank you, Charlotte's Web, for improving lives with natural Colorado wellness. Visit them at CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com.
Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come, my lady, come, my lady.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, and Dr. Felicia Stoller. She hasn't been on in a while. So happy to have you back. How are you doing, Dr. Stoller?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great, dude. Just working hard like you, 2 working girls. You are America's health and wellness expert. You are a registered dietitian, nutritionist, exercise physiologist, and expert consultant in nutrition and healthful living. And you were the host for TLC's reality show Honey, We're Killing the Kids. She's an author of Living Skinny in Fat Jeans and The Healthy Way to Lose Weight and Feel Great. She specializes in integrating behavior modification to influence positive health outcomes. So good to have you back.
So good to be back. Thank you.
Yeah. So how are things in New York?
It's hot in Texas. I think it's hot everywhere.
It's hot everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, I know you wanted to share with our listeners today 3 budget-friendly tips for your next grocery shopping trip. So let's start. What do you want them to know?
Well, I want them to know that, first of all, you want to try to st- stop, try to undo the demonization of foods. You know, food labels have gotten a little bit confusing, and food messaging has gotten very confusing, if you haven't noticed, between the conversation about, like, you know, GMO and whether something's organic or not, or pesticide,
yes.
You know, whether or not there's pesticides. I mean, there's so many beliefs that people have when it comes to food, and I want people to really just get back to basics and think about, you know, what that food is. You know, people ask me if I eat organic or if I go out of my way to eat non-GMO, and I don't eat organic and I don't go out of my way to eat non-GMO foods.
Wow.
And I'm not looking for that on a label. And so, like, just like you just said, wow.
Right. I am the absolute polar opposite. We couldn't be at more opposite ends of the spectrum. I absolutely will not feed myself or my children or my friends anything that is genetically modified. Organic.
There's only a handful of foods that even could be genetically modified. So I think we've created a little bit of fear in people that they just assume that there's so much frankenfood out there.
I would agree with that. I would. And you made a good point. I saw that you were saying that some of the foods, just because it says non-GMO, doesn't mean that it's good for you.
Right.
Because it's loaded with sugar.
Right. Or they're putting labels of non-GMO on foods that, like, don't even have GMOs anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, what are we talking about when it comes to GMOs and what people are perceiving, you know, that they're getting, and, you know, as far as having a GMO-laden product, right?
Well,
because it's really only in corn, it's in alfalfa, it's in some papaya. You know, as I was saying to one of my friends, I'm like, it's not in wheat, it hasn't been in wheat, you know, like, you haven't been eating it forever. So, where is that belief coming from, you know, as far as worrying about, you know, the GMOs and food?
And I have to tell you, you know, I didn't just pull this out of my rear end. You know, we've had, you know, guys on the show like Jeffrey Smith, who wrote the book Genetic Roulette, which is and Dr. Sheldon Krimsky, who's one of the leading scientists in the world, who believes that it is one of the biggest mistakes that the food industry has ever made. And it's all about the money. There's so much deception surrounding it. Another specialist who's been on the show and author, Stephen M. Drucker, Altered Genes and Twisted Truth. And he said, and, you know, there's so many people that are behind this man, like Jane Goodall. I mean, and tons of PhDs that say, no, not so fast, you know, FDA and the big food industry, big pharma, all of it. It's kind of all connected based on what I have read and the experts that we've had on the show.
So, yeah. So there are a whole slew of experts that are, sort of saying otherwise. There's another documentary that just came out. I don't remember the name of it off the top of my head.
What the Health?
Was it What the Health?
I think it's What the Health. No?
No, I don't think it's What the Health. It's one that Neil deGrasse Tyson, he was doing the narrative for. I'm sorry that I don't remember it off the top of my head.
Well, there's been a lot of them that have recently come out.
Yeah, this one just came out too. And so that one's also about, it's actually a little bit more it's trying to balance out the GMO messaging. So, but separate from GMO, I want to talk about what people can do to be healthy, because, you know, that's what it's all about. And thinking about foods and nutrients in terms of actual foods, you know, people talk about things like, you know, the macronutrients, and, you know, you even mentioned sugar before, but sometimes people go, oh, I'm not going to eat fruit because there's sugar in it. I'm like,
that's crazy.
People write it. You know, eating food closer to the way it's found in nature is really important. You know, eating food as close to what it resembles in nature. And then we think about, you know, carbohydrates, protein, and fats. You know, what fats should you have? What fats shouldn't you have in your diet? You know, we know that olive oil is good. We know trans fats are bad. You know, what has replaced trans fats in foods and food formulation? Because let's face it, like, all of us are not necessarily making, you know, crackers, cookies, and loaves of bread on our own. Sometimes we're buying products that are pre-made. So, so when we're looking at food labels and we're looking for things that don't have trans fats, you know, what are some of the other fats and oils that are used in place of that? To be wary and pay attention to hydrogenation, because that affects cholesterol and health, and looking for, you know, if you're looking at the actual food, like my son said to me the other day, we were looking at ingredients on a yogurt, you know, because he wanted a particular yogurt. And by the time I got done reading the food label, he's like, oh my God, you know, you're done with me. I can't have that. So, one of the fats that, you know, I like to discuss, or one of the oils I like to discuss, is certified sustainable Malaysian palm fruit oil, because that's been a natural replacement for trans fats, because it as far as chemical composition and what it does to the food and the taste, it does exactly what trans fats used to do as far as food formulation, but without the health risk. And if anything, there are some added health benefits as far as the nutrient composition and other things like tocotrienols and beta carotene that are in the product. Mm-hmm. So I just don't want people to be like, oh, they hone in on like one thing on a food label and toss the food out, because that's not the way to go about it.
Hmm.
So
that, again, polar opposite.
Felicia, let me ask you this. Do you think we are getting too alternative crazy? I can't drink milk, but I'm going to have almond milk instead.
Let's talk about that. That's like almond milk, soy milk, among the most highly processed foods that are out there that are predominantly
absolutely
water. Yeah, you want to talk about what you have to do to make that into something that resembles milk and everything that has to be added back into it to make it resemble milk.
Well,
I chew almonds and I chew on soybeans.
Oh.
Well, and did you know that this was on realpharmacy.com. It says the truth about almonds, and this goes for almond milk too, because they're made with almonds, that these they had a salmonella outbreak in Canada at a processing plant, not once but twice. So the second time around, they decided to kill the bacteria, the salmonella, with propylene dioxide, I believe is the name of the gas. It's extremely toxic. So unless almond milk or almonds that you're eating say that they are organic, they most likely have been treated with this highly toxic gas. That's a hard word to say. It's a tongue twister. But you read stuff like that and you're like, holy chaze, like, what can I eat? Right?
But, I know.
But the problem is not with us. It's with the big food manufacturers who are worried more about the bottom line and being publicly traded at the stock exchange than they are our health. At the end of the day, they want to line their pockets with more money and not produce things, the way they should. And we waste too much food in this country.
Food waste is a very big problem. It's probably among the biggest causes of greenhouse gases in this world, and people don't realize that.
Absolutely.
They have no concept of that. And, but also think about the fact that consumers want industry to create these products for them, instead of going back to eating food in its simplest form.
Yeah, I mean, it's really crazy.
I'm going to be selfish here, and I'm going to ask a question for me. I'm a big milk drinker, and I used to drink a lot of milk. Now I cut it down a bit. But is it better to go with 2%? I don't drink skim milk, but if you assuming that you don't drink a gallon a day, is it 2%? Is it 1%? Or is it whole milk that I should be drinking?
Oh, I'm definitely not a whole milk girl.
Okay.
I'll tell you that. I'm actually still I'm probably like the holdout on the skim milk space.
Yeah.
But I believe that you should choose your fats when and where, So for me, I drink milk in my coffee every day. I eat yogurt every day. So I'm going for the skim and the fat-free. But put me down in front of a cheese plate at a restaurant or the summer fancy food show, and Lord knows like how many calories worth of cheese I was eating. I want to go for the full fat cheese. I don't want to think about it if I want to eat other foods and not worry about the fat. It's all about like give and take, and all foods can fit in moderation.
And that goes with cottage
cheese. Now, Felicia, there's something we agree on. So there you go.
But I mean,
me ask you this. Why would you drink skim milk? Because it's high in sugar.
It's not about sugar. First of all, I don't even look at sugar. I know you keep throwing that word at me. That is not something I ever look at, nor do I care about. I'm a very lean 50-year-old woman who doesn't have one health problem. I look 10 years younger than I am. I've been doing this for over 20 years. It's working. I work out. It's working. So, making people crazy about the S word, it's lactose. It's part of the food product. It's found in nature like that. Our bodies need carbohydrates to function.
Do you still get the same amount of amino acids in, let's say, cheese than you do? Because you don't get the amino acids in skim milk, though, do you?
You do get amino acids in skim milk. And
okay.
I would argue that some of the brands of skim milk that are, all that is they take out the fat, and what they do to thicken a lot of it up is they add extra protein solids into it. So like something like a Skim Plus, which I know is, available nationally, that actually has more protein in it. That's why a Greek yogurt has more protein in it.
Mm-hmm.
So you could swap. So at the end of the day, it still comes down to calories. And the fact is too many people are eating too many calories. They think they need
I agree with that.
Supplement. all the time. You know, I worked out, therefore I need a protein supplement, without looking at the sum of their caloric intake for the day and realizing, wow, that protein supplement or shake that you think you need or that bar is adding to your extra calorie load that you don't need.
Well, and I have to say, you know, for all the moms and dads out there that, you know, want to get healthy snacks for their kids or back, you know, because it's all the back to school starting, Felicia, you know, you can get really good deals, and I'm not getting paid for this. I'm just saying, as a consumer and as a mom, Costco and Sam's is starting to carry more and more better quality products. I know you said you don't agree with the organic or the non-GMO, but I do. And so, you know, you can buy some really great products now at those stores. Everybody's kind of changing a little bit because we do need some change in this country. Would you agree with that?
I would. And I will tell you, another company that has done that is Aldi. I don't know if they have that by you.
Yes.
But Aldi is owned by Trader Joe's, and they're also doing a whole push for organic produce, and people don't realize it. So really bringing the cost down is really important. And also recognizing and remembering, because I've met lots of farmers, and I've been on lots of farm immersions. Farmers are people. They're not corporate. They might be a corporation for tax purposes, but they're individuals, and a lot of them are family businesses.
Absolutely.
And they're hardworking people that really believe that they have a key role in providing food to help feed the world.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, and I appreciate it. It's good to hear your voice. I haven't talked to you in a while. Good to have you on the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. That's Dr. Felicia Stoller. You can find all of our guest experts at oneliferadio.com. Listen to our podcast from Stitcher, Google Play, iTunes, and TuneIn. You can go to our website at oneliferadio.com to subscribe to our new new weekly newsletter. And guess what? I think this week we got a $100 gift card from Flower Child here in Dallas, Texas, which is a Fox Restaurants and Dr. Andrew Weil concept. They go by the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15, non-GMO, great restaurants here in Dallas. So sign up for our newsletter to get a chance to win that $100 gift certificate. Stay tuned. We've got Rosalie Robinson coming up. You're listening to One Life Radio. We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates Crazy Water from the rest. Crazy Water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta-Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta-Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code One Life at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Free
Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, and Rosalie Robinson. She is the president and founder of Consilium Human Capital. She is our in-house human resources expert and has over 30 years of HR leadership experience working with Fortune 500 companies. She's an experienced PCC level executive coach with a certification from the International Federation of Coaches from the University of Texas at Dallas. And today we're talking about words at work. All right, Rosalie, how are you doing?
I am doing so today, Bernadette. I'm hanging in there.
Well, words you shouldn't use at work. I'm interested in this.
I say before I start seeing you with a closed door?
Well, there's a lot of things people can say before they see, you know, my peers in human resources with a closed door. But I think the biggest issue is, you know, just think about a coworker who makes a joke, right, about another coworker. Maybe about their size. They make, you know, that happens all the time, right? Oh, did you see that woman? You know, when it's chilly outside, she went and got a bowl. She thinks that is, mm-hmm. you know, it's food, and everybody laughs.
Mixing a salad every now and then.
Exactly.
Right. Well, and people can just be really crappy. You know, they can. I actually read a quote by Yoko Ono a couple of days ago in this book, and I thought it was so intriguing and thought-provoking. Basically, the quote was like, see if you can go 5 hours without saying bad about something but bad about somebody. Then try, you know, 5 days, then 5 weeks, then 5 months. Next thing you know, you're in the habit of not saying bad things about other people. Because I think that's one of the real problems in the workplace is people tend to easily judge one another.
They do. I think we've been raised and socialized from growing up. There's a good thing about it, right? Because that's how you discern safe from unsafe. That's how you start to discern people who, you know, are good company to keep versus probably you don't want to keep company with that person right now based on the values that they have. But we often, because we always have to categorize people and label them, we also use it as something that separates us. And sometimes actually undermines our relationship with people. And at work, one of the things that I think is really important is to realize how much our words really matter, because it can impact not only the environment that we have that allows us to thrive and be excited, but it also, as a business person, can undermine the productivity of a business and its environment.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about the heat of the moment? Does the heat of the moment argument work anymore? I mean, literally, if you get in an argument and you may say stuff that you regret literally right away.
Some things can never be taken back, though.
Well, bite me. Seriously. But the reason why I'm saying this, Rosalie, it seems like we are living in such a PC world now, you can't even leave the caps on a damn email without being sent to the principal's office.
Yeah, I mean, I see what you mean, because obviously if you have your cap lock on, people will take that as you're shouting at me in email. What I would say is we have to go back to, you know, good old-fashioned, I want to communicate with you, let me pick up a phone and call you. I also have to remember that sometimes the best emails that are sent, especially if it is the heat of the moment, Danny, are the ones that are never sent. Mm-hmm. So I might write it mm-hmm. to allow me to get out those frustrations, but I never hit the send button. And the safest thing is never to put an address in the to, so you don't accidentally hit send and have it go off. It doesn't go anywhere.
Right? Or never take videos send. Naked.
Oh, my. Yeah, you can't unsee that. Yeah.
No, you didn't. You didn't hear the beginning of the story.
I'll tell you later, Rosalie, over a glass of wine. But I have this article in my hand that I've been wanting to cover with you, Rosalie, called Lessons from Horses, Equines Inspire Business Leadership. And I thought it was so interesting. It was written by Alan J. Hamilton, and it says that agendas hurt relationships. He talks about mm-hmm. being a trainer, but this goes for people, too. When you have an agenda, it does hurt relationships, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, everybody has an agenda. I hate to say it, you know, but we all do, right? That's also, again, how we're constructed. We have a goal, whether it's a short or a long-term goal. We all have something we want to accomplish.
Right, but you can't force the horse to do something, and you can't force other people. Anytime you have to force something, it's never going to work well.
No. Well, what I would tell you is, you can't lie to a horse.
Right.
You know, that's the big thing with equine therapy that I think is awesome. when you do leadership work with a horse, you really can't lie to them. They know what that agenda. They kind of instinctively know the intent. For us,
and they're bigger than you.
And they're way bigger than us. You know, you don't want to get involved with that. They will kind of get you. But you know, they're very. I actually think of them as very gentle creatures.
Absolutely.
I have never done equine therapy, but I've worked with coaches who do utilize that, and I have a dear friend who's a trainer, and he has told me many times, horses are powerful creatures, never underestimate them, and two, always remember they know authentically who you are. Mm. Even when you try to mask who you are, they know who you are.
I love it.
Yeah, and I think that goes back to the idea of words at work. We often try to mask who we are. We try to bring words that we think will, to your point, further our agenda, but we miss the fact that we as human beings, we really don't want to be played. We don't want to be manipulated and maneuvered. We really do want to have true connection and be able to hear from people and hear from them respectfully. And so, again, you know, I kind of go back to the item I started with when we got on this particular session today, which is when we are at work and we're making jokes about one another that undermine someone else, we don't realize how painful that is. It's almost like a violent act if you think about it. Because even though that joke, whether it be about my size, my gender, my race, my age, and it may be funny, how many of us make that joke about, oh, I had a senior moment, and we laugh and we chuckle? But deep down, it's kind of ripping at our own soul sometimes. It might hit home even closer. And that act is sometimes more debilitating than the actual physical punch we get because it eats away at us a little bit at a time, kind of stealing our humanity as well.
Especially if you say that and your coworker has a dad that has Alzheimer's.
Well, lessons from the horses. Leadership is to be determined by the four C's: command, control, communication, and compassion. I love it. We're going to have to talk about it more when you're on the air with us again in the next couple of weeks here. Rosalie, thank you so much for jumping on with us. Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. Have a good one.
All right, everyone. You know what? This programming is brought to you by our sponsors. They make the rocket go up. Crazy Water, Charlotte's Web. I love my CW premium hemp extract. I take a couple drops every morning. I love it. I actually forgot this morning. I have to get it when I get home. But Crazy
Water.
I hate that term. Anyway, Charlotte's Web, Squatty Potty, the International Society of Sports Nutrition, and Sun Warrior, thank you so much. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and let it happen.